So earlier this morning, I saw that that makes something unsexy sexy thread, and I was dumb enough to reply, and you guys found stuff for me to read. And Rebbe Hole Monarch was nice enough to fucking message me what he wanted me to record. And first off, screw you, because this is really interesting, and I can't believe you're gonna try to make me, jazz it up. That's a pun. Because this is actually something I'm like super interested in, and if I turn into if my sexy voice turns into my librarian voice about halfway through, I'm sorry about that. But it's just something I'm like super passionate about. So here we go. Jeez. If I have a laugh at some words, I'm sorry. It's because I'm a child apparently. Okay, the history of the trombone from the sackbut to the present. Tenor sackbut by Latch. I don't know how to pronounce that last name. Given the best evidence, which by all accounts is very much incomplete, the earliest trombone called the sackbut and similar names in England seems to have emerged from Belgium circa 1450. Though the earliest examples of this instrument date to a century later, circa 1550, direct references to musicians and their instruments and surviving artwork both establish the existence of the sackbut circa 1450. This is the most ridiculous thing ever. Okay. The bells of these earliest instruments terminated in a rimless funnel little wider than 5 inches in diameter, or 13 centimeters. Like the modern trombone, these were a tenor instrument, and by the early 17th century, there was also an alto, a bass, and a contrabass version. Jesus Christ, okay. Okay. These early instruments often came with a variety of crux to lower the pitch a tone or more, or in some cases to drop the range of a particular instrument to the next register. These early instruments were known to have been used to accompany church music and to have played parts in bands. The parts for these instruments were rarely scored. The evidence suggests that the players of these instruments read from parts that, though not written specifically for these instruments or any other, were nevertheless intended to be part of the performance practice of the day. God damn you, why is this so goddamn long? Okay. The addition of trombones to the orchestra began in the 18th century, though their most popular role was as vocal support for the sacred music of the church, a tradition which continued until at least the mid-19th century. An excellent example of this type of scoring can be found in such music as Fanny Mendelssohn's Handel's oratorio based upon scenes from the Bible. Gluck, Gossec, and Mozart wrote passages for the trombone intended to be spiritual or supernatural. Gluck commonly used three members of the trombone family: altos, tenors, and basses. Almost done. By the mid-19th century, bell size became wider as a larger, louder sound was desired for performance in bands and to generate greater volume in orchestras, which were continually increasing in size. Composers like Berlioz and Wagner relied heavily on trombones for bigger volume and a far greater range of emotion expressing might, heroism, barbarism, religious fervor, and, it must be admitted, the spectacle of sheer volume for its own sake. This no doubt prompted Richard Strauss to utter the famous quote, "Never look at the trombones. It only encourages them." By this time, though the role of the trombone in band and classical music was pretty much set, by the end of the 19th century, the trombone found itself in the hands of early jazz musicians in New Orleans, USA. The various types of jazz were New Orleans jazz, 1870s to the 1920s, ragtime, circa 1890 through 1930, what some called the jazz era, 1910s through 1930, the big band or swing era, 1930s through 1940s, the bebop era, 1940s through the 1950s, the avant-garde era, late 1950s, free jazz, late 1950s, and fusion, 1960s through the 1970s. Okay. In early jazz, the trombone played a more or less functional role and was usually presented as a single instrument. Early jazz bands considered of a wide variety of instruments. By the 1930s, became more or less standardized, consisting most often of four trombones, four saxophones, four trumpets, and the rhythm section, which was made up of bass or tuba, drums, piano, and guitar or banjo. One soloist of particular note, Tommy Dorsey, was the first to play the trombone as a singing, lyrical solo instrument, a far cry from its more Wagnerian association of the previous century. And so, you guys, that was me trying to make the history of the trombone sexy. I hope you enjoyed.